You can't even be considered a real adult until you have to buy 4 new tires for your car. You don't even reach adulthood until you have to go up to the tire shop and tell them, hey, I need a brand new set. And then once they tell you the price, you got to keep a straight face.
Yesterday, I scared the daylights out of my son-in-law. I was out driving, doing some errands, and I realized I had something of my daughter's. It's like a little piece to a desk she bought. And I thought, oh, well, while I'm out, I'll drop it off so she has it. And so while I was at the store, I texted them and I said, you know, hey, I'm out running errands. I'm going to drop this thing that's in the back of my car off at your house, whatever. Is that okay? And I got no reply. And so as I'm getting gas and doing stuff, I figure, okay, well, if they're not home, I'll just lay it at their door and then be on my way. So I stop at their place. And as I'm walking up to their door, I realize, oh, the front door is open. And it's just the glass storm door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I go up to the door and I just kind of like tap lightly. And all of a sudden, my son-in-law goes, oh my God, what is it? Oh my God, you're right there. Oh no. Wow. Ah. And he's holding like a pot. He was like boiling spaghetti or something.
Yeah.
And he's just like panicked. And then my daughter turns around the corner and she's like, oh, I thought you were an Amazon guy. So I scared him and I disappointed her. And I said, well, I kind of am an Amazon guy because I have a delivery. Here's that thing you have that I was in the back of my car.
Right.
And I had thought I had followed all the rules.
Yeah.
I texted before.
Right.
And I wasn't like going to do anything. I was just going to like leave it at the door. So I am basically an Amazon guy. I was going to take a picture of it. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
There it is on your porch. Apparently the knock just threw everything off.
Yes.
Neither of them had been looking at their phones.
Well, Amazon doesn't knock.
No.
Amazon doesn't knock.
You just get a reminder from Alexa.
Yeah.
See, you're better. My mom has a key to my house and lives in a different state.
Yeah.
She
no dropping in that way.
No, she was like, I need a key. And I was like, no, you don't. You live in a different state. Why do you need a key? But she's adamant about it.
If I'm in your time zone, I'm coming in.
If she lived here, she would not have texted. She would have used her key and barged right in. Yeah. You are very nice.
Okay, so.
You did everything right.
I did everything right. Even though it went wrong, I did everything right.
So, you know, the door was open. You know, you could have just walked right in, but you never know if you were going to come into a crime scene or something. So you had to know.
Or my daughter and her husband. God knows what I'd walk into. Don't want that.
I mean, we weren't going to go there, Jim, but.
3 things you want to know this morning. Maybe an indication that a lot of the networks are not, you know, sure about a lot of their shows they're putting on network TV.
Yeah.
ABC has announced only one new show added for their fall lineup, and it's 911 Nashville. That'll be on Thursday nights. They also announced that there's going to be a 4th season of The Bear. That'll be right to FX.
Okay.
And also on Hulu.
That's coming out this summer, right?
Yeah. Coming out the end of June. So check that out.
So Nissan is in a world of hurt. They're not doing well, losing money. They announced they're cutting 11,000 more jobs and shutting down 7 factories.
Wow.
We hope that is not bad news for our friends that work at the Smyrna location of the factory there, where there's like 6,000 people there. A little bit of hope for our local folks. The company did not guarantee that anything wouldn't happen there, but they did say that the Smyrna factory is essential to their North American company.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Fingers crossed for them.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Hope still alive. Well, there is a new flavor of Nutella that has been announced. I don't know about you guys, but I love Nutella.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Well, now they're making Nutella peanut.
Peanut butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Although I don't know if it'll be like Nutella with a peanut flavor or what, because Nutella is like hazelnut and chocolate.
I'm on board.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Peanut butter and chocolate going together, yeah.
Yeah, but we have to wait until next year. It'll hit grocery stores in spring of 2026. I don't know why they announced stuff so early. gets our hopes up, you know?
Right?
It's like,
what if something happens between now and then and it never comes?
Yeah, it's like anticlimactic. You're like, yay! Oh.
It's like you don't tell kids you're going to Disney World 8 months from now.
Right, right.
You tell them a week.
When are we going? When are we going? When are we going? When are we going?
That's us with the Nutella.
Yeah, just call up Publix every day. You got new Nutella yet? No? How about now? How about now? Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally hits, totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
A lot of people love cats. I love my cat, Moira Rose, named after Ship's Creek. There's a woman in Houston who really, really loves her cat.
I rescued Holly when she was 6 months old, and I had her before I had children, and she's really my firstborn. Celebrate my love for her.
So when the cat turned 15, she loved the cat so much, she had a canzoniera for her.
Oh my gosh.
The tradition for, in the Latin community, for girls who turn 15.
Yep, big celebration.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's hilarious. She did it for her cat.
Yeah, and also she put a little tag on the TikTok asking people to make donations to the Almost Home Cat Rescue.
Oh, well, that's good.
And apparently that company was about to go out of business. They were about to fold.
Really?
But they got enough donations that they will keep in business.
Wow.
Yay!
Thanks to Miranda and her cat's canzoniera.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it worth it, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just love that.
It's so
There's
ridiculous.
A video of the cat like in a little like Barbie dream car.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really cute.
That's
check
awesome. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to Wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Is this the definition of becoming an adult? I make a strong case that this man is on the money.
You can't even be considered a real adult until you have to buy 4 new tires for your car. You don't even reach adulthood until you have to go up to the tire shop and tell them, hey, I need a brand new set. And then once they tell you the price, you got to keep a straight face. What's going to happen is you're going to think it's one price. And then once you get there, they add all the labor, the fees, the tire rotation, all this extra shit. You'll be like, I didn't need a new car. I just need a new tires. About 2 years ago, I finally did it. I finally went to the shop and got 4 new tires and became a man. And I got the warranty. I still can't believe how much I paid for them things. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
To become a man.
Yep.
I think that is.
I think that's a telling point, yes.
Slap in the face of adulthood.
I also think, because I asked for tires for my birthday once.
Uh-huh.
So I think asking your parents, like, for adult things is also a sign of...
I would say that's like the halfway point between you're an adult and you're on your way.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I need new tires, but I need a little help.
Yeah.
It's not like you were asking, I love these new boots or I would love
like
this
a
game system.
Practical thing like I need.
Yeah, you're asking for responsible stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Or like Christmas, I did like a snowsuit, which I probably wouldn't do 10 years ago. You know, I'd ask for like money or something. But
yeah, I think it's one of those things. It's truly an adult purchase when it's not something you can show off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, oh, guess what?
Yeah, look at my new tires.
Hey, come out to the parking lot and see my new tires.
I just spent $1,000 on repairing like our sewer pipe.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's nothing special I can show you.
Yeah.
I could just tell you my toilet and sink's empty now.
It works now, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do that with my son Jeff because he works at McGriff Tire. So I said, hey, come out, look at my new tires.
There you go.
How about that family discount? Thank you. Woody and Jim in the morning, totally hits, totally Nashville. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Hey, guess what? We got another married couple ready to go at it. It's always fun because it becomes personal.
Yep.
We have Jeff and Jennifer from Murfreesboro. Good morning, you guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Let's get to know you a little bit and let you warm up with a get acquainted question. Let's start with you, Jennifer. Who was your celebrity crush when you were growing up?
Oh, goodness. Okay, y'all picked a really dangerous question here, considering my opponent. But technically, since I had not met the man of my dreams, it would have been Ralph Macchio from The Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. I'm sure Jeff is not offended. You didn't know him then.
Exactly.
Jeff, who is your celebrity crush growing up?
I'm sure it was Daisy Duke.
Oh, Daisy Duke. Yeah. Yep, the jean shorts.
And the pants that were named after her,
Yep. Very good. Let's get things going. You each have a screw you can use. If you don't know the answer, you can yell out screw and make your opponent slash spouse answer the question.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice. Jennifer, is Heaven's Door Whiskey Bourbon owned by Chris Stapleton, Bob Dylan, or Brad Paisley?
Chris Stapleton, maybe?
No.
It's in the name. Heaven's Door is Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Bob Dylan.
One of his big songs. No credit there.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay, Jeff, is Colors of the Wind a Disney princess song from Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast, or The Princess and the Frog?
Wow. I'm going to go with the wild stab and just say Pocahontas.
Yeah,
you are
right.
Wow.
The wild stab.
Good guess.
It's on the mark.
Okay, see if you can get back into it with this one, Jennifer. Cobra and Callaway make equipment for what sport? Hello?
How about skeet shooting?
Skeet shooting.
Oh. Oh, super specific. No, it's golf.
Oh, Jennifer, I loved it.
That guess blew my mind.
Yeah, if you can take a wild guess, go wild.
You laughed at your own answer. That's awesome.
I like
awesome.
It. Okay.
Okay. No points yet.
That was awesome. Okay, Jeff, what's the name of the section of the ladies' clothing store specifically made for women who are 5'4 and under?
Screw or whatever you call it.
Okay.
Whatever you call it.
Okay, Jennifer, what's the name of this section of the ladies' clothing store specifically made for women who are 5'4 and under?
He's married to one. That would be Petite.
Yes,
Petite,
girl.
Right.
Yes, girl.
There you go. You've tied it up.
All right. We got a game on our hands.
Okay, you can take the lead with this one, Jennifer. Harrison Ford has starred in how many Blade Runner movies?
Great. How about four?
How about no?
Oh, no.
He was just two of them.
Yeah. Okay. It is still tied. Jeff can win it here, or we go into name that song overtime.
Jeff, Victoria Beckham was once a member of what all-girl singing group?
Well, this is embarrassing to acknowledge, but the Spice Girls?
The Spice Girls!
I was going to say it could be your celebrity crush.
Oh, Jennifer, you lost on that question, but you laughed really hard.
Congratulations, Jeff. You are the winner. Of course, being a married couple, you can share this prize, so everybody's a winner.
That's right. We've got a Pogo Pass for you. One pass, one price, 1 year of fun. You can use it to go to things like Nashville Shores, the zoo, a sounds game, all kinds of fun stuff. Enjoy that. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Some people are embracing a new trend on TikTok.
Let's call it a challenge.
Really, 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 really stupid.
The challenge is students are shown in videos how to short circuit Chromebooks or puncture the batteries so that the temperature goes up and they start a fire.
Are these school purchased Chromebooks as well?
I would assume.
Gina, you have hit the nail on the head. It's happening all across the country. They do start to explode or rupture and start on fire, and they are doing it specifically to their school issued Chromebooks.
Now,
that's
an electrical fire they can't put out with water.
Right. Fire departments
just
are saying
make it worse.
It's a really difficult thing to put out. They can't do it with regular measures. So
wouldn't
that be like illegal too? Isn't that like destruction of
I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
property?
Arson, you could make a case if it starts a fire.
Yeah.
Idiots.
I saw it on like TikTok and I heard like it was here too, like it happened on the buses. Yeah. I heard that and it's like actually pretty crazy.
I feel like you'd be in like a lot of trouble. I mean, you just destroyed your Chromebooks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're stupid.
Yes.
I mean, if I was a doctor in an ER and they come in with a kid with, you know, like third degree burns, what happened? Was it a house fire? No, he shoved a screwdriver into his Chromebook. Okay, we'll make him wait out in the lobby for a while.
Just to see it get hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Give him a Tylenol. Yeah. It'd be fine. Like, oh, no sympathy.
Yeah.
No.
That's just stupid.
At first, I thought it was they were doing it to their own Chromebooks, which would make them even dumber, but less right. criminal.
Yeah. Right.
Right? So, apparently, they just don't care because it's the schools.
Right.
But
they're bratty kids who have gotten everything handed to them and haven't had to work for something. I'm typecasting, sorry.
No, but it's probably accurate.
But yeah.
If they don't realize there's a value and they're just idiot, young and dumb kids.
Yeah.
This is one of those, here's a life lesson. Okay. It hurts because you have burns all over your body.
Yeah.
And you'll have to pay for the Chromebook.
Yes.
And you don't have a Chromebook now.
Yeah. You know what I would make them do is they have to physically write out all of their essays now. That would teach them.
Without using Chromebooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Chromebooks anymore. Yeah. You have to write out all your essays, your 15-page MLA formatted
I have to
essay.
Use a pen?
Yeah.
What am I, a caveman?
You have to deal with those hand cramps that we always had to deal with
exactly.
and the calluses on their fingers.
Or if you're left-handed, you got to drag your hand through all the writing all the time and leave marks all over you.
They can't cheat because they don't have ChatGPT to write their essay for them. There's the punishment.
There. You know, the people that ate Tide Pods are going, now that's stupid. A little bit of yacht rock, a little bit of sit-down dance music. If that's what you really like, well, you're going to want to join us coming up Saturday at Hop Springs.
Saturday, May 17th, Hop Springs Brewery, Murfreesboro. It's Rocking Against Alzheimer's, a benefit for Alzheimer's in Tennessee, and it's like $22. It's incredible. They've got the mixtape, the really great 80s tribute band, which, I mean, they nail, like,
love them.
Every kind of music from the 80s that you'd love.
Yeah, plan on heading out there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
We've got tickets we're going to be giving away in the next couple of days, too. So if you can't spring the $22 for the tickets, I mean, we'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to totallyhitsnashville.com/rockin, R-O-C-K-I-N, for more details, and make sure you're tuning in to learn how to win those tickets.
Yeah. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. Should be a lot of fun. Hop Springs is a cool venue. It's out there. It's kind of out in the open. It's fun.
Yeah. Right. Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Well, kind of is.
It is the thing.
Yeah.
It's
in between Murfreesboro and like Cannon County. It's right out there if you're not familiar with that. But yeah, it's a brewery and they do a lot of really cool special events.
Yeah.
It sounds like a blast. And obviously a great cause to battle Alzheimer's. And you said they have a fun special drink.
Yeah, it's called the Purple Rain.
Yes.
Which, you know, I assume is, you know, based on Prince.
Right.
I would guess.
I would assume.
Hopefully it doesn't have any cough syrup in it.
I don't know what it is, but.
Make sure you keep your hand on top of your cup at all
times.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'll have one.
Three things you want to know this morning. Airbnb isn't just for renting houses anymore. You're going to be able to rent celebrities.
Ooh.
They say they're going to have experiences you can rent. You like things like playing football and having barbecue with Patrick Mahomes, or just hanging out all day and going shopping with Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow. So this is like Cameo to the next level.
Yeah, pretty much.
Instead
of
a video message, they're actually with you.
I'm sure it's quite affordable.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
we'll
see
how it goes.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball has decided that legendary player, all-time hit king, Pete Rose, can be eligible for the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
He was banned for life when he was determined that he bet on his own team while he was the manager. Now the commissioner said, obviously a person can no longer be a threat to the integrity of the game after they're dead.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's not saying he's going into the Hall of Fame. He's saying he's eligible if they vote him in.
A lifetime ban ends when your life ends.
When you're dead, with life.
Wow.
I wonder if they're going to.
Lucky dead guy.
There's a new health trend on TikTok, but take that with a grain of salt.
Mm.
They're chopping up healthy food like veggies and rice and chicken, chopping it up like super fine, mixing it all together and eating it out of a bowl for every meal. So it's basically like you're a dog.
Right. Or an elderly person who can't chew things.
Yes. Yeah, you just kind of swallow.
They're calling this, getting you ready for the home.
Yeah. It's eating human dog food is what they're calling it.
Okay.
But that just sounds nasty.
Are you allowed
nasty.
To use a spoon, or do you have to dip your mouth into the bowl?
I think you have to just cram your face into
like
the bowl.
Like a dog.
You have to lap up water.
to you, you know? I'd probably use a spoon, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Sweet joke.
Looks disgusting.
That's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim.
We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association, and you have hooked us up with puppies.
Oh, yeah. This is Sisney. She's 5 months old. We think maybe a whippet mix. She's only 15 pounds at 5 months old, so she's pretty much, she's not going to get much bigger.
Yeah.
And she is the sweetest thing in the entire world. She is a total lap dog. I have not been able to put her down for more than 2 seconds.
Well, you got to see her online, too. You know, we'd be posting the videos because, you know, she's got, like, pajamas on. She's got like, a robe.
Onesie. Yeah. she's literally my baby for the day.
So cute.
She loves,
when she was walking around, she was just, so cute.
She loves people and cheese. Those are, like, those are her two things, which is pretty easy to provide. So there you go. Perfect talk. Yeah.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she is just precious. So how can people adopt her?
Come on down to Nashville Humane. Man, she's from a litter of six.
Oh, wow.
And they've all been adopted, except for her.
Oh, so you're the last one.
I know, saving the best for last.
I know.
She just seems so calm, too. Is that kind of her constant demeanor?
Yeah, and then she gets the cutest, like, little zoomies. You know when, like, dogs do, like, the butt tuck?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Zoomies?
Oh,
yeah. She does that for like 5 minutes, and then she just wants to be back in your lap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't let her be the last one picked from gym class.
No.
Yeah. She's too sweet for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has the cutest little like white streak down her nose and then under her mouth and her jaws all white too.
Yeah, and she's got white socks.
Oh.
Yeah. Her little socks.
Oh, just like the Pope. A white socks fan.
She just looks like a little burrito all wrapped up in that pink blanket.
Oh, she is adorable. You got to see her. Of course, there's so many other dogs and cats that are looking for forever homes at your Nashville Humane Association. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits, totally Nashville. Brought to you every week by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. And now, dun, 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 a Woody and Jim podcast extra. Now, Jim, you were talking about doing it the right way when you went over to your daughter and son-in-law's house to drop something off.
I texted ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I checked. I, even though I have a key, I just knocked. I didn't go right in.
Mm.
Yet, I still scared him. So, I mean, it's definitely the way things are now.
Yeah.
If somebody's on your porch and you didn't order food, or a package.
Right. Then you're going, who is that out there?
Yeah.
Right. Somebody's grabbing their firearm.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's standing outside with a clipboard.
No.
Yes. We used to welcome people. They would come, oh, look, we have visitors. Oh, look, let's get out a pie.
People would get excited.
Let's make coffee. But now it's like if somebody knocks on the door and we don't expect food or Amazon, we're going like, hide. Army crawl to the door and look outside the people and see if you can see anybody out there.
Because what kind of psychopath would not let us know they were coming?
Yeah.
I think maybe that's it too, is we've gotten used to people like texting us or calling us beforehand. Okay, I ordered pizza on Friday and I figured they would just like leave the pizza on my porch. It was a delivery driver from the pizza place.
Okay.
And so I got a notification on my Ring doorbell and I like didn't answer it because I thought that they would just leave it. And I was listening to a song my husband wrote. And so we're like sitting in the studio and they rang it again and I'm like, okay. So I go out and he's just standing there with the pizza. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I just thought you would have like left it, you know, like Uber Eats or something.
Because you already paid for it
online? Did you pre-tip him, though?
I did, yes. And I feel bad because he was an older man. I think I only tipped him like 15%. So I kind of feel bad, but like it should be on top of it.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe as an older gentleman, he doesn't know how it works yet.
Yeah.
You know,
so
you say, I'm just supposed to leave it here and run away.
Yeah.
Or limp back to my car.
Yeah. So I felt bad, but I was shocked that people still like wait to hand you.
I think because he was an older guy.
Yeah.
I think
probably.
He thought like, oh, this is the responsible thing to do.
Right.
This is what they would want.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, we had Aunt May and Uncle Lloyd in Loveland, Texas, who were just terrible people, and they would just show up at the house unannounced, you know, and just and ring the doorbell, and we all had to get really good at hiding. Like, don't make any noise.
Those people.
Let the dog bark, but make sure they don't think anybody's home.
Right. Shh, turn out the light. Wait, no, the light was on. Don't turn it out, because that'll only draw attention.
See that? Just prepared us for 2025, because that's how we all live now.
Yeah.
Pretty much like, somebody in This Is Us.
Yes. Or,
No, The Last of Us.
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
Wait, one of them was a quiet family drama. Yeah. The other one is hiding from zombies.
Right, okay. Right.
I got it right.
This is The Last of Us. It'll be a combo show.